It's time for the Friday Five, the gems that are found online by our detective, our archaeologist, our onlineologist, Sean Ramaswaram, host of Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360 about the kind of art you don't see in museums. It's just a great radio show and podcast. Sean, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm figuring we're getting to the point where you're down to cat pictures because you can't sustain this, right?
There might be some goats coming, but no cats.
Ooh,
no cats yet.
All right, let's start.
One, all engine running. Liftoff.
NASA opened a SoundCloud account this week. They got a little more social media savvy. It's filled with, you know, iconic sounds from the archives of NASA. Let's take a listen to one of them.
I don't remember that one.
We're in space, John.
Right.
It seemed like a really savvy move, but then you read the account description, it's like, these will be great as ringtones. And then I just felt like, oh, they don't know what they're doing. Put your phones on vibrate, NASA. Come on.
That's pretty good. But it's nice that NASA's doing something.
It is very nice. Yeah. You know, they're embeddable, they're downloadable. It's great.
Two.
All right, number two.
How do you feel about goats?
I love goats.
The internet loves them, too. Any kind of goat's bleeding flies online.
Is this evolution? What would we call this?
That is Darth Vader's Imperial March from Star Wars,
yes.
Of course, with goats bleeding instead of, you know, the regular score from John Williams. And, you know, what's not to love?
It was originally written for goats, but they couldn't get goats.
They couldn't get goats in
the 70s.
Studio, yeah.
So, yeah.
But we found them on YouTube, and there they are.
Three.
Number three.
Zach Galifianakis, Between Two Ferns. There's, like, kind of nowhere he can go with the series he does for Funny or Die. He's done...
Obama,
he's,
right?
He's drawn the ire of President Obama. He put Justin Bieber over his leg and spanked him. So, really, where do you go from there?
Hope. Hope.
Nope, that's a good call. Yeah. Yes, Pope Francis would be great. He got Brad Pitt, though.
Nice.
Naked pictures of you were in Playgirl magazine many years ago, and I only know that because my dad got a subscription for me after I graduated from junior high school. And anyway, tell us about this movie, Fury.
It's Fury.
Fury. It's not furry.
No.
There's a lot of gems in there. He asks him about Angelina. He asks him about Jennifer Aniston in a sort of tactful way.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay.
In a tactful way?
It's hilarious.
I'm disappointed.
It's hilariously tactful. And then Louis C.K. drops by just because he can have Louis C.K. drop by. So why not, you know?
Oh, that's so fantastic. All right, number four.
Four.
Okay, a long read for your weekend. Alex Buono, who's the director of photography for Saturday Night Live's film unit, gives us this huge explainer of how they shot the new opening credit sequence. It was the show's 40th anniversary this year. Don Pardo, the veteran announcer of the SNL credits, had passed away.
Yeah.
So they spent a little more money than usual on like crazy aerial helicopter shots and really great like trick photography. And he explains it all in a way, in a very technical way that's really easy to understand. So that's a good read for your weekend.
Five.
Let's go out on five here.
Sleater-Kinney, rock band from Olympia, Washington, hasn't released a record in 10 years. They're going to in January. The first single is Bury Our Friends, and it's unrelenting and it's great.
Today I am stitched, I am sewn. Catch me up, I've got one in my bones. Lock some down, you thought you could throw away. I found my legs.
Did they drop this online, or is this actually a release?
It was a video.
Yeah.
So they released this online. The video stars Miranda July, the artist, author, visual abstractionist, performance artist. She's, I don't know, she looks
they're
ready
all
for,
everything nowadays.
She looks ready for Halloween, some sort of quasi-lion situation. The song's great. It comes with this lyric video, and it's kind of like this mission statement for them, I think. They're going to be bigger than ever next year because Kerry Brownstein's, you know, fresh off the success of Portlandia, and I think everyone's really excited for this record.
Our Friday Five, no cat pictures at all, some goats. You did it again, Sean. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
You can see for yourself the best five things online at our website at thetakeaway.org. Thanks to Sean Ramaswaram. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Five, four, three, two, one.
This time around.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.